Another issue that's come up is the question of, again, HER2 negative tumors. To what extent adjuvant chemotherapy is helpful in the ER positive patient? Can you kind of track that whole controversy out and where we are,
Huge.
particularly in view of the fact that now the overview is starting to bring out some data on that?
Yeah, and the data we've been able to bring out of the overview is, I guess, confusing, and the interpretation of it is controversial. This goes way back into the 70s when people suggested in metastatic disease that chemotherapy worked better in patients with lower ER levels. And I think lower ER tends to be linked with higher proliferation indexes, other aggressive features that may respond better to chemotherapy. So it sort of makes sense. In the adjuvant setting, I think the most interesting thing has been to see these step analyses that look at various levels of estrogen receptor, which are now beginning to make it clear that chemotherapy probably has a bigger effect in lower estrogen receptor level tumors and less of an effect in higher ones. But is that black and white switch on, switch off? I think that, first of all, that it's probably a surrogate for other things. And secondly, that there's going to be overlaps. So you're going to have patients that are in the middle with a middling level of estrogen receptor, ones that are really high, ones that are really low. Hopefully, some of the new gene signatures will help to point us a bit better around that, but I think that remains to be seen.